Well, as we continue in our study in the Shorter Catechism, we come to questions 76, 77 and 78, which relate to the ninth commandment. Question 76, which is the ninth commandment? The ninth commandment is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbour. Which is the ninth commandment? The ninth commandment is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbour. Maybe you remember, what is the strongest part of the body? It's also the most dangerous part of the body. Well, the strongest part of the body, the most dangerous part of the body, is not in of itself a large part. Of course, it's the tongue. And it is strong because it is able to lift up and it is able to bring down. And it is dangerous because it can cause much damage. Wars are starting because of the way that tongues are used. And the point is this, that the words that you speak matter. And that, of course, is what is being referred to in this commandment. The ninth commandment is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbour. You are not to speak what is false. You are instead to speak what is true. Your words matter. You know, words, when they're spoken, don't just vanish away. You speak a word and it's gone. Never heard again. But it's not gone. And it will be heard again. It appears to have gone, but rather there is a record of every word spoken, and we are accountable for our words. And not only for the words that we use, but the manner in which we use them. You know, you may speak and say, you may say something and it appears to be so good and well meant, but the motive of the heart was not good and well meant. And it's that motive of the heart which is known by God. Sometimes you see a sign, and the warning is a warning sign, and it says you're on CCTV. It means that there's a camera watching you, and it's there as a deterrent so that you would behave properly, that you wouldn't break in or steal. Well, friends, God's word comes as a warning to you to behave. To be careful how you speak, not to bear false witness against thy neighbour. The truth matters because who Jesus is. In his gospel, he says, in John's gospel, rather, in verse 6, John's gospel, verse 14 and verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So anything that is false is contrary to and in defiance of Jesus himself. Your words matter. If your words are false, you are speaking against the Saviour. And also in John's Gospel in chapter 8, he's speaking of the devil. He said, when he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. To whom are you aligned when you speak? If you speak truth, your words are aligned to the Saviour. And if you speak lies, your words are aligned to the devil. You must love the truth. You must speak the truth. You must promote the truth. To maintain the cause, the truth sometimes comes at a great cost. But friends, there is a cost to telling lies. In Revelation chapter 21 and verse 8, there are very solemn words as it speaks about the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars, that they shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. A lie is not a little thing. You cannot accomplish good by building with what is false. The end does not justify the means. The ninth commandment is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbour. That means that you must speak truth. And of course, your neighbour, well, that means everyone who's not you. That's who your neighbour is. Everyone that is not you. Doesn't matter if you like them or not. The ninth commandment is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbour. But what particularly is required in a ninth commandment? That's question 77. The ninth commandment requireth the maintaining and promoting of truth between man and man, and of our own and our neighbour's good name, especially in witness bearing. The ninth commandment requireth maintaining and promoting of truth between man and man, and of our own and our neighbour's good name, especially in witness bearing. You are to maintain and to promote truth. You are to be deliberate, proactive, to have positive involvement and engagement in speaking truth. You are to have no part in lies. If you're speaking lies, you're not speaking the language of Christ. If you're trading in lies, you're not trading in the currency of Christ. But rather, these are the words and the currency of the devil. The ninth commandment requireth the maintaining and promoting of truth between man and man. You're to promote truth as a concept. Any false narrative is part of a godless, of an anti-God system. Let your communication be yea, yea, said the Saviour, nay, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Be straightforward and speak the truth and only the truth. In John chapter 8, the Saviour said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So the ninth commandment, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbour. The ninth commandment requireth the maintaining and promoting of truth between man and man. You are to maintain truth as a concept. It is the only legitimate language, and anything else is blasphemy. It says in Ephesians chapter 4, put away lying, speak every man truth to his neighbour, for we are members one of another. The ninth commandment requires maintaining and promoting of truth between man and man. That's the promotion of truth as a concept. But also we are to maintain and promote our own and our neighbour's good name. Truth is a concept and your neighbour is a person. You are to honour your neighbour. That flows from the previous commandment about honour your father and your mother. It means showing respect to everyone, those who are senior to you, those who are junior to you, those who are your peers. And in harmony with that showing honour, you are to maintain their good name. You're not to misrepresent. You're not to assault. You're not to undermine. Because if you do misrepresent, that's what you're doing. You're assaulting. Not a physical assault, but it is an assault upon the character and the standing of the person. The ninth commandment requireth the maintaining and promoting of truth between man and man, and of our own and our neighbour's good name. You are to maintain and to promote their good name. To the prophet Zechariah, the Lord speaks these words. Chapter 8, verse 16. These are the things that ye shall do. Speak ye every man the truth to his neighbour. Execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against his neighbour. And love no false oath. For all these are things that I hate, saith the Lord. There's a summary there of what the Lord requires. And it's in relation to one another. It is to speak to every man the truth to his neighbour. To execute the judgment of truth and peace in your gates. And let none of you imagine evil in your hearts against your neighbour. And love no false oath. You may have heard the expression, if you can't say anything good, say nothing. And as a general principle, that's good. It's helpful. But there's also these three questions. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it kind? And unless something is true and helpful and kind, it ought not to be said. The fact it's true isn't the only thing that matters. And again, that's a very helpful guideline. But there are times when we have to speak words which might not be or appear to be kind. We're called to be a witness. We must speak the truth. The ninth commandment requireth the maintaining and promoting of truth between man and man, and of our own and our neighbour's good name, especially in witness bearing. You must speak the truth at all times, but if you're put on oath and you're called to give an account, you must give an account, so that the truth may be established, that it might be known. It says in Proverbs, a true witness delivereth souls, but the deceitful witness speaketh lies. You say, but how am I to manage this? It's not easy, is it? To maintain and promote truth between man and man, and of your own and our neighbour's good name. We must live, first of all, to please God, not to please man. Reading about John Knox, and at his grave, the Regent Morton, who wasn't a man who had great love for John Knox, but he said, here lies a man who neither flattered nor feared any flesh. Knox feared God, and as a consequence, he spoke the truth. He did not flatter, and he was wise in what he said. It says in Proverbs, in the multitude of words there wanteth not sin, but he that refraineth his lips is wise. In order, surely, to keep this commandment, we have to measure our words. And if we speak many loose words, then we will speak many foolish words. Question 78. What is forbidden in the ninth commandment? Well, the ninth commandment forbiddeth whatsoever is prejudicial to truth or injurious to our own or our neighbour's good name. So positively, we are to maintain and promote truth between man and man, and of our own and our neighbour's good name, especially in witness bearing. And then, negatively, the ninth commandment forbiddeth whatsoever is prejudicial to truth or injurious to our own or our neighbour's good name. And what is so prejudicial to truth and injurious to our own and our neighbour's good name? What is it? It is Gossip. Gossip. And you might ask, why is it that people indulge in gossip? It's when you hear and you chew over and repeat stories about others. Sometimes the stories are true and sometimes the stories are not. But it's that sort of speech that fails the test of being true and helpful and kind. Rather, it's about asserting yourself against someone else. It allows you to control the narrative. It allows you to gain advantage. It amuses. And it gives you the approval of those who like to hear the stories you have to tell. It's a way of masking your own sin, isn't it? Because you emphasise the folly of others. It's a way to undermine. And it's a way to hurt. Gossip is something that we should not take part in. Not something that we should do. We shouldn't entertain it. It's corrosive. It is a great evil. It's not a way to pass the time. You're not to amuse yourself by pulling down others, by speculating about others. The ninth commandment forbiddeth whatsoever is prejudicial to truth, or injurious to our own or our neighbour's good name. How many names, how many reputations have been destroyed because of gossip? Because there's been a speculating. And that speculating grows arms and legs. And the person's name is ruined. It says in Proverbs 20, he that goeth about with a talebearer revealeth secrets. Goeth about as a talebearer revealeth secrets. Therefore, meddle not with him that flattereth with his lips. Because that's what happens. The gossip flatters you by sharing with you this privileged information, but in flattering you, they are luring you in and they are consuming you. Because you cannot listen to gossip and take part in gossip and not be impacted by it. It will spoil you. It will pollute you. You must avoid it. It's not enough simply to hear it and not pass it on. But you must avoid it if you can avoid it at all. Otherwise, it will shape you. And if it shapes you, it will spoil you. We read in Philippians chapter 4, and there in verse 8, the apostle says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. The ninth commandment is, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbour. What is required in the ninth commandment? The ninth commandment requireth the maintaining and promoting of truth between man and man, and of our own and our neighbour's good name, especially in witness bearing. And the ninth commandment forbiddeth whatsoever is prejudicial to truth, or injurious to our own or our neighbour's good name. I know there are difficult scenarios. Sometimes you're dealing with those who are not able to handle the truth. So that when you're speaking to children, you're not to deceive. But nor are you to burden them with all of the details of every situation. We must find a way to summarise and to give them enough of the truth. And then there are occasions where you meet those who are not entitled to the truth. You remember our Saviour's response to Herod. Herod, who in all his pomp and presumption hoped to see something done by Jesus for his amusement, and the Saviour had nothing to say to him but a haunting silence. And then there were those who tried to ensnare the Saviour in his own words. And Jesus refused to answer their question. He said, I will first ask you a question. He said, the baptism of John, was it of God or of man? And of course, they couldn't answer, because to say it was of God would beg the question, why have you not heeded it? And to say if it was of man wasn't an option, because all the people knew it was of God. And so they said to the Saviour, we don't know. And he said, if that's your attitude to the truth, I will give you no truth. There are difficult scenarios, and we need to pray for wisdom to deal with these difficult scenarios. But friends, the answer in these difficult scenarios is never to lie, but rather trust in the wisdom of God, who instructs us here, who commands us clearly that we must not bear false witness against our neighbour. God does not lie. God cannot lie. But it's interesting, isn't it? The devil, who is the father of lies, can tell the truth. You maybe never thought of it that way. The devil can tell the truth, but he only uses enough of the truth to make his lies seem plausible. He doesn't speak the whole truth, but rather he distorts. He wields it as a weapon. See, Satan himself can be transformed into an angel of light and can appear plausible. So let us not speak his lies, but let us hold to what is true and what is faithful and what is right. Amen.